5 Ways to Lead Your Kids to Jesus by Lynette Kittle, read by Ellie Johnson. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Deuteronomy 11:19. What heartache some of my friends are experiencing with their kids who have turned their backs on God. As Christian parents, it's heartbreaking for them to know their kids aren't walking with God. Because there are so many parents who don't know what to do, below are 5 ways to cooperate with the Holy Spirit to lead your children to faith in Jesus Christ. Take a good look at your own heart. As a parent, ask God to spotlight areas in your life or behavior that may be stumbling blocks to your children coming to salvation. Psalm 26:2 urges, "Test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and mind." As a believing parent, it can be challenging to know how to address unbiblical or ungodly behaviors and attitudes in your kids. In not knowing what to do, it's easy to either come on too strong or not strong enough in addressing them. Be open to the Holy Spirit bringing things to your attention that may need changing, like behaviors, speech, and even apologizing to your kids for areas where you may have failed. More than likely, your kids will respond in positive ways to true spiritual maturing in your life. Pray for your kids. Don't let the enemy discourage you from praying for the salvation of your children, even if you've already been praying for years or decades. Let your house be a house of prayer, Matthew 21:13, by continually praying for God to turn your kids' hearts towards Him, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Get on the fast track for your kids. Fasting is a powerful resource in the life of a believer. So much so, Jesus taught how some things in life only come through prayer and fasting, Matthew 17:21. Make time to fast on a regular basis for your children to accept Jesus as their Savior. It can be as easy as fasting over one lunch or dinner hour. Live faithfully with your children. Let your children see you living a loving, biblical, Spirit-led lifestyle, submitting to God's Word in how you interact with them and walking out your faith in a genuine, practical way. As Romans 2:4 urges, reach out in kindness to your kids, especially when they are responding poorly to you or ignoring your words. Allowing God to daily reach out through you with His kindness to touch and soften their hearts towards Him. Expose your children to truth. Whatever you do, don't leave your kids on their own to search for God. Instead, lead them. Proverbs 22:6 advises, "Start children off the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not turn from it." Take them to youth group, church events, Christian concerts, and festivals, and more. Many kids have been saved through their parents making them go to events they didn't want to attend. Take them angry if it's the only way they'll go. Even if they go kicking and screaming, don't give in to letting them stay at home. If parents don't show their kids the way to God, they are left vulnerable to be led astray by others to false and destructive beliefs and ways.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.